Like somebody reached into my body to rip my muscles apart with the fork. Well, to find out what actually happens to your body when hit with a taser, we turn to NPR science correspondent David Kestenbaum.
I spoke to various researchers and told them that as part of a story, one of our reporters had agreed to get shocked with a taser. One scientist burst out laughing, another gave her a round of applause. Richard Luceri, a cardiologist who has consulted with Taser International, said he'd never done it.
I was tempted, but I chickened out.
Luceri runs a heart center at Holy Cross Hospital in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He says he's not surprised tasers hurt.
You know, if you ever fooled around with electricity, you know, wiring something and you accidentally got shocked. I mean, it's happened to me accidentally. You know, it's a brief pain, but it doesn't linger. And this is a big pain that doesn't linger.
Tasers take advantage of the fact that your body normally uses small amounts of electricity to move your muscles. The taser overloads that system. One model runs off 8 AA batteries, but that can be enough to bring you down.
The muscles work by electricity. I mean, you have nerves that emit very tiny electrical currents into the muscle cells, and it makes them contract or relax. And what this does is it sends a rather large amount of energy, and then it's able to make many of the muscle groups contract suddenly.
It works like this. Say you're running away from someone armed with a taser. They fire. One electrode hits you in the back, the other in the leg. Pulses of current flow down one wire into your back, through your body, to your leg, and up the other wire, back to the gun. Your muscles contract, you're paralyzed. Taser International says the idea for the gun began with Jack Cover, a scientist who worked on the Apollo moon missions. His patent, filed in 1970, cites an earlier invention, an electrified harpoon designed to kill whales. Few researchers outside of the folks at Taser International have studied the device and its effects in the lab. That makes Roger Barr a little nervous. He's a professor of biomedical engineering at Duke University.
If you think of tasers in comparison to, say, handguns, and you say these are significantly less lethal, I think that's a non-controversial statement. If you begin to move over and say tasers are safe, we can use them freely without concern for injury, I think that's pretty radical.
Taser International says there is lots of evidence their product is safe. At gun shows and in training classes, people sometimes volunteer to get tased. And some 100,000 volunteers later, Taser says it has not seen any major injuries. Police have used tasers since the 1970s, and on occasion, the person who got shocked later died. One study by a Los Angeles coroner looked at a handful of the deaths and concluded most of them were drug-related. John Webster, an engineer at the University of Wisconsin, is doing what he believes is the first major independent examination of the taser. He got a $500,000 research grant from the Department of Justice. Webster says, yes, a taser shock sounds deadly. Currents up to 15 amps, about what runs through a hairdryer, delivered at 50,000 volts.
And that sounds much higher than what can kill you at home, but the duration is very short. It's about 10 one-millionths of a second. And because it's so short, it has much less effect on the body than the same amount of current from house current.
Webster says it's hard for him to imagine a taser affecting the heart of someone who is healthy. Still, in his studies, he's never turned it on himself to see what it felt like. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.